of what to go?
A few more miles to go.
Or talking about it, you'd say you wouldn't say just a little ways, you'd say you still had a
good piece to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over. Someone slipped on the ice and fell this way.
Fell backwards.
And this way would be?
Front. And this way you would fall forward.
Okay. Say, if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no, what a one. No.
No. Now, how do you want? What do you want?
You say, no, what a one.
I didn't catch any fish.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say, nary one? I didn't catch nary
one. Nary one, yes, I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
They mean not one.
Uh-huh. Would you use that expression yourself?
No, I wouldn't. I say unless I were joking, you know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you do those things.
Uh-huh.
You've heard them and you know they're old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
And you just having a little fun repeating it.
Uh-huh. When you're plowing, the trenches that are cut by the plow are called the...
rows.
Or the fur.
Fur.
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
I have, but I don't remember what it is. He's a leader, isn't he?
Okay. Say if, before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to...
harness him.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse on a wagon, what you hold in your hands to guide him with?
Reins.
And when you're riding on him, you guide him with the... when you're in the saddle, you guide him with
spurs.
The... or you hold in your hand the...
can't get there.
Would you call it reins if it's...
reins, that's right.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I had said that.
Well, I was talking about driving a horse with a buggy.
Oh, yes.
You'd call it reins?
Reins.
Okay.
You're guiding him with the reins.
Uh-huh.
If you pull the rein this way,
mm-hmm.
It means that he turns his head that way, and that's the mm-hmm. way he'll go.
Mm-hmm. What do you have your feet in when you're riding on a horse?
Stirrups.
Okay. And say, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you... what the land? You...
cleared it.
Okay. And say if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, what would you call that?
Mowing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And wheat or fodder is tied up into a...
stacks.
Okay. Or before they're put in the stack, they're tied up into...
bundles.
Okay. And talk about how much wheat you raised. You might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre? 40?
40 bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Shear it, isn't it?
Okay. And tell me about say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You might say we have to do it. Or you might turn to me and say...
you do it.
Or talk... what? Meaning we. Another way of saying that.
Let's.
Uh-huh. I'll say if, would you say me and you or you and I?
You and I.
Okay. What if you're talking about a man and yourself, you say?
But when you accuse a person and you want to...